Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, May 6th, year 2007. And we're opening up the show with several thank yous and congratulations for various things that have been going on. I want to thank the Parker Pathway listeners for calling Washington concerning the attempt by the Federal Drug Administration to tie into the Texas Highway the concept of having drugs labeled into vitamins and supplements. Their close-off time was the 30th of April. They had that window open for a while, but we got them in there, and they stuck in on the good docket response. And they'll be making their meetings this week and and working from the side of trying to make the decision as to how they're going to go about this in terms of trying to make vitamins and supplements as drugs. They've been trying to do that for a long time, but I have several aspects of past shows that I'll be bringing up on the next show concerning this subject and how it ties in with the Texas Highway, which brings us to what I would like to. And I better mention that the FDA was really quite shocked and at the number of responses, and it came from across the nation. I thank you, Parker Pathway listeners. I thank you for listening and doing that, because this is what counts. We have to go to the window of opportunity to have the public response to move in there so that we can set this up for a constitutional amendment concept in this country, that we have a right to vote on what goes on our food and water and medical protocols, which I've been talking about for some time. What I would like to do is to alert the Parker Pathway listeners to call into Washington again for the Mexican demonstration project on NAFTA. These are trucking provisions by the Department of Commerce. The close-off date for public comment is May 31st. The docket number is FMCSA-2007-28055. What you do is you call Washington this number, 202-224-3121. You ask for the congressman or the people that you want to have against that docket number for having Mexican trucks going into a pilot program. What I'd like for all my Parker Pathway truckers, I would like for you to pin up in the truck stop, Parker Pathways. It's republicbroadcasting.org, the time of our show, which is 10 to 12 Central Time, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'd like you to, if you would, I would do it myself, but I end up probably doing it myself, but I want the truckers to do this, to have a T-shirt which has a big red circle with a red line through it that says, no SPP. And SPP stands for Security Prosperity Partnership. And that's the name of the agreement that is with the three countries, Mexico, United States, and Canada. And under that, put down the following phrase: haul America back to democracy. And you can put the Parker Pathways trademark under that. And I'm going to open up a lot of discussion about this particular situation that relates to medicine, law, and politics on this very point. Who owns what? See you after the break.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
FirstInAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Issues here of general stories that have been floating in the background in Washington and on the Beltway, and what's happening with various forms of little things that go on in America that affect our lives and will affect our lives forever. And you don't normally hear about them. And this brings me to the whole point about the government shotgunning a lot of issues in the debates for president. And I have always felt that there was something missing in terms of ideas to who are real men and who are real women to be leaders. I mean, where have all the real leaders gone? The whole process of debates that are going on in the country about who's running for president and how it works and all the thing. I always wonder why somebody doesn't ask, why do you want to be president? Who would you have on your cabinet? How would you develop a plan with your cabinet to be able to make a decision as to what you needed to do and wanted to do in terms of advancing what I call democracy? The whole process here that I'm suggesting, for instance, for the truckers, is haul America back to democracy. Is quite much the issue in terms of how we're going to develop policies that cover issues that have been decided by courts. I was very taken back by the whole process of how many issues are actually missed in the process of what I call developments, processes that go on in the United States of America. Devastating decisions that are made by courts and other kinds of folks who are on committees. And there was a Supreme Court decision that was made concerning a patent case that'll change our lives probably for the next two generations. This Supreme Court decision was based on a case called Teleflex Incorporated against KSR International. And the suit was about a patent invention for adjusting gas pedals. And this case really turned on the idea. KSR sued Teleflex originally, and then it went to the Supreme Court on the misunderstandings about what is an obvious invention. And what they've done in this case, you judge things, for instance, in whether there's previous invention or prior art. What you've done is, this will make it easier for companies accused of infringing a patent to get it thrown out for failing to introduce a genuine invention. And this is the process of if you have a way to make an invention and improve, the Supreme Court said, now we have to throw out the standard that you're motivated to use certain prior art as your reference to show your improvement, and the Supreme Court threw that out. What this will do is overturn the appeals courts on all patent cases, and it'll go down in history as the greatest increase in costs for patents that the world has ever seen at the time when there's intellectual property theft by every country of which we have made a treaty. Now, this will affect our business, business trade, the outsourcing, the insourcing for development for new technology. And you couldn't have a more devastating Supreme Court decision that's going to affect all of our lives, of everything we eat, everything we drink. This is in the opinion. And the patent granting system will be short-circuited, where it's going to be harder to have innovation in the United States of America and make it easier for other countries to take that innovation. That opinion was issued a week ago and has been placed in certain situations where it's going to relate to what I wrote in Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage. I've mentioned this in terms of how we have ways that we need to develop internal medicine concepts for the toxicity and the disinfectant byproducts that are in our food, water, and healthcare system. In our drugs, the concept of the pharmaceutical business, our privatization of our water districts are taking over by foreign countries. And the whole issue here is the fact that if you can't build this, then my whole thesis was in going out to the nation was the fact that we need to improve the state of the art at the headwaters, and to have states of the art that'll not just have this rose-covered garden picture of mother and child as a clean water ad on a television set, which is an ad written by someone in France in a company-owned water district in our small towns owned by German governments, and also amended into the Security and Prosperity Protection Act. That's really an agreement of North America. This one decision will increase the total disinterpretation, malinformation, which will be coming toward malpractice in terms of innovations that go quite straight to the heart of the medical protocols, which I've been discussing for some time, on how we need a constitutional amendment to be able to vote on our food, water, and medical protocols. This includes the thesis that I put together on having a grand jury for science and technology. We have a civil grand jury, we have a criminal grand jury, but we don't have a grand jury for science and technology. And the whole process is that we need to be able to make judgments within the format of developing another way to judge the healthcare decisions that are made by the corporations that will have the innovations that influence our life and have outcomes of which we have terrible consequences. None of this baloney about unintentional consequences, which is really a United Nations program. We're talking about the United Nations saying that water is a right, and I'm saying to the United Nations that we should have a right to vote what goes in our food and water. If we have a Supreme Court decision which says, well, you're going to have a harder way to determine what's obvious and have the non-obvious criteria, which is always governed patents and innovation. I mean, if you have an improvement, you should be able to determine if it's obvious or not. If it's obvious, then you don't get a patent. If it's not obvious, you get a patent. But why should we have to be hampered by the concept that we now have a non-obvious standard that does not include other prior arts that would have made the patent protected? So now, in the constitutional amendment thesis that I'm putting forth, is the fact that what we need to do now is to say that we want a way to vote on our food, water, and medical protocols and innovations. We need to add that in there because that's what we were talking about at the beginning. I never thought that we would have to do that because I felt that we could do it by constitutional changes by state, since a lot of attorney generals indicate that the people have no right to vote what goes in their food and water. They have no initiative concept. There are 20 states in this country that do not have initiative processes, and it's left up to the lawmakers who make master water contracts based upon the Internal Revenue Code changes that were made by President Clinton. And these code changes were based upon an IRS code procedure. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes after the break. And your call in is 800-313-9443. And let's see who is the best candidate for president. See you after the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Parker, and where it says May 6, 2007, and what we're discussing is the concept of the KS teleline case that was decided by the Supreme Court and very recently. It was pulling around for the past week or so. The whole thing comes down to the fact that this affects how people will make their privatization of America a little easier, because all they can say is that, well, the innovation isn't there, so therefore we have to privatize it and work it out. President Clinton had a situation with the Internal Revenue Code. It was Procedure 97-13, and this was done in 1997. And this enabled cities to use tax-exempt bonds for capital construction carried out under all the privatization contracts when they started to sell America off. They started to sell America off, the government sold America off, starting around 1996, and it really went into high gear in 1998. And then it really kicked in the 1990s. It's really into high gear now. It's the year 2007. America is just being sold off to other governments and other country entities and privatization contracts. And these tax-exempt municipal financing is one of the part of the master contracts, particularly for water. And the reason that these countries wanted these kinds of tax-exempt bonds favored by the Internal Revenue Service from these other countries is because the real product it was water, which is used for industry and the development of America by foreign countries on the privatization contracts of which they bought from America. Now, the U.S. Conference of Mayors wanted this. It's like the City Council of Dallas, Texas, going to China. I mean, they, you know, get the Texas Highway. I'm not criticizing them for it. I'm just saying that the whole point is this is done on the red eye. And this lobbying concept of the Clinton administration for this IRS rule change had more lobby money placed on the table to have tax-exempt bonds for capital construction under privatization contracts for water and food than any money that had been placed on the table in Washington. Any money for any project in the history of the United States. Just think about that. If you have a concept where you're dealing with the world and you are privatizing from your end, I'm going to say from the national standpoint on Parker Pathways, from the Situation Room of what I consider the future negotiation for other countries and how it works, is that Russia is going to be dealing with energy ties with the rest of the world in natural gas. And the hydrogen age, as we know it, in terms of state-of-the-art to provide energy for being able to convert pure products at this end, if they're privatized, which is the direction they're going, then Russia will control the hydrogen, what I call the hydrogen age. The country of Turkey could end up being in the European countries in terms of where they're working in terms of developing hydrogen. And then they're going to bridge, I feel, to Islam, and then the Europe's great alternative on their energy will come from Russia and which will go to the rest of the world in transport. That's part of, if you look at the name, Security and Prosperity Partnership, the social planners of America consider 25% to 30% of the United States economy for that Texas highway. And Russia will be at the other end when that highway goes up through Canada, sets up out there on those big, new, massive energy ships. They'll be transporting these energy systems and to other nations and back into Canada and back in the United States, of which we will have very little say about it. Russia will have to have a full membership in NATO in order to make SPP really functional. And I don't think that will happen until Putin, the present leader of Russia, leaves his office. So we have here a chess game of innovation, energy, the development of SPP, and the whole process of future domination of the world by water and energy and food and drugs. That's the real battle line. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll discuss some of these products and systems that are affected by world domination war.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Ren Parker, and we're leading up to the concept of the people that are trying to run for president, and we take on the backdrop of a couple stories we're going to get into here as to what people say by Nancy Pelosi and other kinds of people that are, she's not running for president, but she's acting like she's the president. In the old days, if we were doing a study of constitutional law, one of the questions on the examination would be what's the definition of treason? And if you look up the definition of treason, the concept of being able to bar decisions that are made by the government in terms of being able to go against authority, you would have a clear definition of what is happening if you go to negotiate in another country, no matter who you are, and be able to work this out. This would be, unless they've changed the law books, unless they've changed constitutional law since last year, the concept of treason overrides every answer that's given by most of the people that are running for office and are buying into it. And the whole process here of what we're going to be discussing in a few minutes are some of the drugs for the immunomodulating drugs for multiple sclerosis that come under the Supreme Court decision, where you have to change the definition of obviousness and non-obviousness in terms of obtaining an innovation and patenting it. The whole concept, too, the whole concept of labeling cloned food is completely unnecessary. I'm going to mention this in a few minutes. We have a lot to cover, but I want to mention something else. In terms of the fact that what I said at the beginning of the show, the people that are running for office are missing the very concepts of what is really influencing the country. That's because most people rely on face shots, personalities, and basically other kinds of things that have to do with what is glamorous at the time, because we're into the hero worship society and the me society, where people are very much into themselves and have no real interest in anybody else's problems or concept of never realizing that the interconnection of the basis of being spiritual with each other and how you would treat each other is not based on a word you give, it's how you treat people. And as I said, if the director of Russia, that is Putin, leaves, then this whole ball game changes, because they hold the card, Iran holds the cards, but meanwhile we're over here developing ways to try to either feed into the globalization and the privatization concept, and people are getting wealthy at the expense of the rest of us in this country. Now, not one of the candidates have really focused on the idea of what will happen and what we're really talking about if there is a change in the energy policies and development of congressional acts that are going to influence our Constitution. If you have Hillary Clinton hold position, and her lead story for the past few days is because she's upset because she didn't get the right airplane to fly to San Diego for her debates, and then go back to South Carolina and fly out. They flew out an empty airplane, which was quite a fancy airplane. I've flown in one of those before, a Class 2. But the thing comes down to the fact that she's upset because that's not a fancy enough plane for her. Nancy Pelosi's upset because she doesn't have a plane like Air Force One, and wants to have a plane made for her to travel. And I'm thinking to myself, here we are in a situation where it's not a question of image, it's a question of thinking. How you develop concepts and being able to be able to keep an eye on the ball. When I wrote Chloramine Causes Cloud Health Damage, which you can get on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see the inferences that I have that are very clear about we need to have innovation and concepts at the headwater. But these concepts are such as to improve plasma laser concepts, the concept of removing nitrogens from water that's used in the food processing and animal food systems, which I've been discussing for a year. The poisons that are in the, and created by a lot of the nitrogenamine systems in the water and food. If it happens in the animal food, which it does, it's going to surely happen in the human food, and it does. But meanwhile, while the whole concept was going on for instance, the Democratic debates, there was a preference made under what's called the McCarran Amendment, which was passed by Congress. And this happened recently, which gave state courts adjudication over water in this country when the federal land and all tribal water rights are adjudicated in a separate court and can be also administered in the order of priority along with state-created water rights. This case was the United States of America against Colorado State Engineer. And the McCarran Amendment waives the sovereign immunity of Indian tribes and federal agencies and officers who normally can be sued only in federal court. This waiver allows the state court to adjudicate United States and tribal water rights subject to review by the United States Supreme Court. This means the states have more control in terms of their process at the headwater. And the state concept of developing these states of the arts are now under the control of federal court. First, and after and before, in three stages by the state courts, all under the McCarran Amendment, which was passed by Congress in the middle of the night. Now, if you have a system whereby, let's say, you have soldiers in Iraq who are drinking water from the Euphrates River in drums, I'm not even going to go into it. I can go into it, but I'm not going to go into it. And the whole concept of the damage that's being done on a global basis and to the human body, by the way, there is the what I call the lepo privatization of war, which is done by the major companies with the water systems throughout the world by and Halliburton's one of the companies that does that. And if you tack that in with the concept of people thinking about ethanol, I remember mentioning on one of the shows that the amount of water that it would take to make a process of change of corn to a gallon of gas. You've got about 21, it's estimated pretty carefully that it's 21 gallons of water for 1 pound of corn, and 30 pounds of corn for 1 gallon of gas. So it would take, for one farm, the 2 million gallons of water to make on the 100 acres to make, we're talking 100 gallons of gas. So this whole process, where do you think the water is going? What do you think is in the water? It's an in amino system that has been broken down, a nitrogen amino system that has been broken down. And all of those processes that are part of what we call people affectionately saying, well, it's drinking water, which goes into the recycle system. The whole process of the recycle system is that the poisons on the electrolyte systems, which are no longer in the recycle water, is used in the blended water, which goes into the disinfecting byproduct system. These are called the hydroalkyl and nitroalkanes. These are powerful nitrosomes, haloacetic amides, nitriles, and these are seriously affecting the human body to change the immune system of the human body, which I referred to in chloramine causes cloud health damage, which should be downloaded and sent to everyone that is interested in the immune system change that has to occur, which we do by politics, we do by medical protocols, and what all these presidential candidates are really not talking about. They're talking about in terms of health law inferences, but health care. And health care to them means protecting the insurance companies and the government's position on Medicare D and on their plan using for pharmaceuticals. And, of course, the people who are in the eligibility for AARP, which is a lobby organization for people, totally miss, completely, absolutely, 1,000 miles away from the real target of what's going on here. What's going on here is the change of medicine in the future for customized medicine using the advanced technologies, and at the same time, the advanced technologies are being tied up in the control of the health records, which are in the social and government planners' concept of being in electronic. So if you have electronic medical and personal health records, they have to come under some agency. But where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go to a new agency, which is part of the treaty agreements, which are made to the privatization of foreign countries. Now, just think about what I've said. Just think about that for a minute. If you have healthcare systems that are privatized, and you have health or medical records that are electronic, which is the way it's going, it's happening as we speak. Thousands and thousands of medical records flying over the electronic airwaves. You're over at this end drinking and eating foods that have been processed by treaty concepts on the privatization concept that is affecting your immune system, plus every other aspect of what's happening. You've got that's affecting your immune system. And on top of that, you have the McCarran Amendment, which has now said that the state court can govern first in terms of taking away water rights that were federally controlled under the major tribal Indian lands. Well, where do you think the water is? It's on the tribal Indian lands, you see? So being the reason, you know, that was always federal land. The federal government, when they isolated the Indians way in the beginning of our history, because Americans came in the country and just took the land, and changed the federal law and said, well, we'll put you on a reservation. They thought they were being pretty smart. But the total thing comes down to they put them on the actual aquifers, and so they own the process, and there you go. You have a whole system that's tied in when you connect the dots. Agencies that are no longer allowed to put information out to the public to try to make changes because you have executive orders. The executive order from the President of the United States, who said that information from the EPA and the FDA and other agencies now belong under his jurisdiction and want to close the EPA libraries to the public or to certain people at the EPA. And under the guise, of course, the Homeland Security concept, and I believe in protecting the country, and I believe that the President's probably thinking, well, we don't want terrorists to get a hold of that information. But if you don't want the terrorists to get a hold of the information, what are we doing? Changing the very policies that have protected the Americans and be able to get into the 21st century. That's why we need a grand jury of science and technology to be able to review the decisions by the bureaucrats that have affected millions of people. Now, if you don't think for 1 minute that this is not affecting your basic understanding of where you are personally, and this is out of your purview, that you can't do anything about it, you can do everything about it. I'm going to give you the concept. You know, you can vote, and you can talk to the people and work it through, but you do what Parker Pathways is trying to do and is being successful in doing. We've got a lot of people who we've started in various states and worked it out so that they can go against these people and try to make some changes. But when people talk about putting disinfectants in the water, for instance, they always tell you, well, we're trying to kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia, which is an organism for the liver, which is very bad. And that's true. That's true. But what the public doesn't realize is that any of the HIV patients, most of the end product on that immunology system is Cryptosporidium. Now, I'm not accusing HIV people of going against Mother Nature, but Mother Nature is pretty powerful. We all make various organisms in our intestine, in our immune system that's been compromised. But the whole process here is the fact that the initiative that I want to put out nationally is called Toilet the Tap to Table initiative. We, as one listener told me, that we are drinking the tears of Leonardo da Vinci. And everything gets recycled. We do not have an extra amount of moisture that we can deal with, that we can create, unless there's innovation that's going to come on with Tesla generators, where he did suggest certain types of hydrogen and oxygen reconfigurations, and he was ahead of his time. Einstein even suggested this, but he couldn't get past it. He always said that in his writings that the cosmic forces were always dark, but the water was always the one that forced the darkness, and he was quite correct. We get back from the break, and I'm going to mention all these immunologies for improving multiple sclerosis that come under these various what I call court decisions. 800-813-9443 for Cohen.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Parker, And what we're talking about is the interrelationship of the Supreme Court decision of Cass versus Telgine concerning the development of patent systems being changed because of the definition of obviousness. And what I wanted to mention was the the concept of multiple sclerosis drugs. The drugs that have been approved by the FDA that come under these kinds of decision, one is called abetacerin, and this drug's been around a long time. Abetacerin is an interferon beta-1b, and I had a lot to do with interferon beta-1a, and a little of that information spilled over into interferon beta-1b. This is a subcutaneous dose. You take it every other day. I recommend that you do some more, you know, do research for this one, and it'll help multiple sclerosis patients. Most of them, not all of them, not all, but it will, because that affects the immune system. Avonex is an interferon beta-1a, and that's a drug that can be taken once a week. It's an intramuscular injection. Rebif, R-E-B-I-F, is an interferon beta-1a. That's subcutaneous. You can take that three times a week. And Coperzon is subcutaneous. You can take that every other day. This contains a Gladamer acetate. There's been a lot of success with that with animals, and for humans, it could be for certain symptoms, it could be very. It's a good immunomodulator, and then Tysabri, which is I've reviewed the intellectual property on that, and that's an IV infusion. You take that every 4 weeks, and that's a metal Asselbob molecule, very powerful stuff. But the point is that these drugs were invented by knowing obviousness and non-obviousness of previous work, and the Supreme Court decision that came about this week is one of a very processing kind of issue in terms of saying, well, you can't improve those drugs unless you show obviousness over these other drugs that have been used in the prior art. The patents on these other drugs are running out. So therefore, who do you think has picked that up? China. They're going to pick up those drugs coming in, and that's what's being traveled on the SPP. This is the reason I'm against this process. It has to be redone. It's not just a question. That agreement has to be redone, and I know exactly what I suggest for it to be redone. The point is, it's not a question of a bunch of Mexican trucks on a pilot program. It's a question of the Mexican trucks on the pilot program and the taking of our sovereignty and our democracy in terms of how we are being changed in terms of what we can do in the world without public input. And who do you think is going to have the First World War as their concept of where they control the processing? It's going to be right in to what you need as a basic ingredient, like Albert Einstein said. And I will not take credit for his, for what he said was right. Without water, you don't live. You don't have processed food. You don't have anything that has to do with anything. You eat, you bathe in. Now, let me tell you, in the next hour, we're going to get into the other issues of the effects of these court decisions on our life. We'll see you in the next hour. 800-313-9443.